This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean it, man. I can't believe the way Pony has played you like a fiddle. I mean, granted, it is funny. We react to it too. It's great. But this Jameis Winston thing, it has grown legs to where you have all these other media people in town that are like, stop all the talk. It's ridiculous. You're talking about it. You're giving Pony exactly what he wants. I find it hilarious. Good job on Andrew. He should win all the radio awards for this, for getting people to talk about something that's a nothing in a time of nothing. It's the biggest story in Pittsburgh right now.
And it's been fun to argue with him too, and hear him just. I think that's been for me the most amusing part of it is his commitment to it. Like Batco wrote in the Post Gazette yesterday, his commitment to the bit has been so strong that it's seemingly like they had Joe Musgrove on yesterday. I'm surprised they didn't ask Musgrove what he thought of Jameis. Like, that's how committed Andrew is to this.
I read one time where Sacha Baron Cohen, when he does Borat, he never comes out of character, even when they're not filming. Like, in that whole, it's almost like that. Like, he won't come out of character on it. Like, Pony could be sitting at a bar. Well, nobody's going out, but like, Pony could be on a Zoom call and he'll be like, he'll just ask somebody, or like you said, Joe Musgrove, he'll ask him about Jameis Winston, and it's like, now's not the time. Well, no, I'm in it. Yeah. I'm in that mode. I'm not coming
it's
out.
It's always
of it.
The
so,
time.
Good. Yeah, good on him. Follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. Okay, Terry Bradshaw said a lot of things yesterday. Some I agree with, most I don't agree with, because I don't believe a lot of what Terry Bradshaw says. I believe his opinions change with his whims, and he'll say something different, vastly different, next week. Anyway, there's something I really agree on him with. What did he say about Tom Brady in this regard?
He left because he wanted to prove something. And what he wanted to prove, he wants to prove to everyone he can win without Bill Belichick. And in between all that, you say all the wonderful things. I know he respects me, and now he knows I like him. We get along great. Da-da-da-da-da. But after 20 years, I'm leaving. You got to be kidding me. I never wanted to leave Pittsburgh. No matter what my relationship with Chuck, which was a good working relationship.
You know what? I think a lot of what Terry Bradshaw says is hogwash and ridiculous and doesn't make any sense. And then he'll change his opinion the next week. I think Terry Bradshaw gets the rare victory right there. Odd W for big TB12 on TB12. Because I think he's right. Like, you know, you see something on Twitter yesterday, Chris, where it was like, Tom Brady had a hard time saying goodbye to some of his teammates. He admitted he was very emotional. Well, nobody made him leave. If he really wanted to pull a power play and say, I'm not going anywhere else, I want to finish my career in New England, they could have all made it work. They could have. He wants to prove and measure himself, if you will, against Bill Belichick and go somewhere else and be like, I'm the big dog. I can do this without you. I totally believe everything that Terry Bradshaw said right there, and I agree with it.
You believe in regards to what he's talking about, Brady sort of looking two-faced in this deal, right? Not that Brady is better than, or not better than, like, say, Dan Fouts, right? Or because that's the part where I was like, okay.
No,
yeah, that's the part where I was like, Terry, slow down.
Clip,
yeah.
Just that clip that I played right there. Like, I believe he's spot on about Brady in that regard. Yeah, everybody wants to cry and play a violin in Boston and, oh my gosh, these are times that are coming to an end and what a great ride and whatever. It could have continued. What's there to be sad about? That all these three goofs in Kraft and in Belichick and in Brady, they could have made it work. They could have absolutely made it work.
But they all want to, like you said, they all want to measure themselves against each other. And that's what this is going to be. That's what brought about the downfall of this dynasty. And look, the dynasty is done. It's over. The Patriots aren't going anywhere without those two guys in particular, Belichick and Brady, together steering the ship. It's just, it might not have continued anyway. But certainly not with the two of them apart. It's not going to continue. And now maybe we'll get an idea in the last couple of years of Brady's career of who really influenced who more. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll never have any way to answer that question, who was more responsible for the Patriots dynasty. But I think you are right in that Brady, it would be much more refreshing if Brady would come out and say, hey, you know what? I got tired of Bill and his crap, and I wanted to go out and do my own thing. That would and the perfect place to do it would have been that interview with Howard Stern the other day, because that's a place where people go, because Howard's such a great interviewer. That's a place where people go and they spill their guts, right? And that would have been the perfect opportunity for Tom Brady to come out and be real and be like, hey, you know what, man? I couldn't do it anymore. Like, I couldn't put up with him treating me like I was just another one of the guys when I'm the reason for all of this. And that would have been a little bit more – that would have been what we're all thinking Tom Brady should say. If he would have just said it, that would have been really refreshing. But he's continuing to play the game for whatever reason.
Instead of some silly goodbye in the newspaper and I love Bill and all these guys. Now, Terry Bradshaw said something else. This about Mike Tomlin.
I was coached by a no-nonsense coach, and so therefore that has a great impact on my view of coaches. Chuck Noll was a no-nonsense, in-your-face, tough-ass coach, all right? And I see the chest bumping and all of that. That is, can you imagine me running over at the touchdown pass and jumping up in the air and me and Chuck chest bumping?
No, I couldn't imagine really any coach in 1977 doing that. I couldn't. It's different times. Terry Bradshaw doesn't like Mike Tomlin because he doesn't like modern day shows of celebration. There's a generational divide. This is the ultimate, as the kids put it on Twitter, okay, boomer. And that's where we are with this. Yeah. I don't think it's anything deeper. I don't think it's about something that people want to make it not about. I don't think it's just he is the ultimate. Back in my day, we used to walk to school uphill, backwood Louisiana guy. I mean, and it's just a different way of life and a different way of thinking. Do I think that Terry Bradshaw needs to get with the times? Probably, if he's going to talk about it on television every Sunday. But I've resigned myself to the fact that he never will. And I'm a lot closer to being enjoying the way Mike Tomlin does things, because that's the way of the NFL, to trying to change people like Terry Bradshaw. You just leave them behind.
Yeah, and what's crazy to me is that, like I said earlier, Terry doesn't especially take himself too seriously in any regard. So the fact that he finds some sort of fault with guys who like to celebrate and have fun when he's a self-proclaimed good old boy who just wants to go out and slang the rock and have fun, that part has always confused me, why he's seemingly got it out for guys who do enjoy those emotional displays of exuberance on the sidelines, like Mike Tomlin. I've never understood that in regards to Terry and his dislike for Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, it just seems odd.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.